are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Edmund Hall Celeste Quartet with the 1944 tune Profoundly Blue, exclusively on Blue Note Records, from the very early years of their iconic beginnings in the jazz world. And off a compilation of music profiling the titan of a label, that's off Volume 1, Boogie Woogie Blues, and it's with this song that we will begin a full hour looking back at the artists that formed the label known to the world as Blue Note Records. The label came into existence in 1939 and was founded by Alfred Lion and Max Margulis. A bit later on, Francis Wolfe became involved with the label as well. The label came from the characteristic blue notes of jazz and blues. In the beginning, they were dedicated to recording traditional jazz and small group swing. But in 1947, the label began to switch its attention to modern jazz. While the original company did not itself record many of the pioneers of bebop, the significant exceptions to this were Thelonious Monk, Fats Navarro, and Bud Powell. In its history, Blue Note has been associated with the hard bop style of jazz. Big artists on the label piloting the ship to current prominence was Horace Silver, Jimmy Smith, Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan, Art Blakey, Grant Green, Hank Mobley, and Jackie McLean. And we shall learn more and more about Blue Note as we go on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town sending blue notes into the air proudly each and every day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to keep this rich catalog of Blue Note Records jazz rolling on and on and on. Here's another key element of that early boogie-woogie blues era, tenor saxophonist Ike Quebec with the 1945 song Topsy. Segueing into the next key development in the Blue Note Records lineage is 1960. That was trumpeter Freddie Hubbard with the song Open Sesame. So owner Alfred Lion first heard jazz as a young boy in Berlin. Once he settled in New York, it was in 1937 that he recorded pianist Albert Ammons, and in 1939, during a one-day session in a rented studio, he recorded Meade Lux Lewis. The label's first releases were traditional hot jazz and boogie-woogie, and the label's first hit was a performance of Summertime by soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet. Musicians were supplied with alcohol and recorded into the early hours of the morning after their evening's work in clubs and bars were finished. The label was known for treating musicians uncommonly well, setting up recording sessions at easy times and allowing the artists to be involved in every aspect of the record's production. And that should happen all the time with these guys. Here in 1958 is the great pianist Sonny Clark with the tune Cool Strutting, just exactly what Blue Note was doing as it motored on ahead into the future, becoming the definitive jazz label.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was Babyface Willett with the 1961 song, Something Strange. Blue Note was willing to record artists that most other labels would consider uncommercial. And in 1943, the label initiated some more sessions with artists like Art Hodges, Edmund Hall, and Harlem Stride pianist James P. Johnson. In 1947, Blue Note became involved with the bebop era when it recorded pianist Thelonious Monk. Man, this was another period of total cool from the jazz world and Blue Note Records. Here's the great organist Freddie Roach with the tune IQ Blues off the Volume 3 Organ and Soul circa 1956 to 67.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the great Pete LaRocca leading the Blue Note Hard Bop Charge with the 1965 tune Lazy Afternoon. In 1951, Blue Note issued their first vinyl 10-inch releases, and all the big artists started following suit. The difference between Blue Note and other independent labels like Prestige Records was that musicians were paid for rehearsal time prior to recording their sessions. This helped ensure a better end result on the record. During the mid to late 1950s, debut recordings from Blue Note came out from the great Hank Mobley, Lee Morgan, Sonny Clark, Kenny Dorham, Kenny Burrell, Jackie McLean, Donald Byrd, and the great Lou Donaldson. It just goes on and on with the history and lore of Blue Note. Up next is another vital piece of that Blue Note jazz fabric. From the avant-garde realm, this is drummer Tony Williams from 1964 with the song Tomorrow Afternoon. Thank you. Again, that was drummer Tony Williams with the tune Tomorrow Afternoon from that vital avant-garde period of jazz. Some other cats from this era of recording that put Blue Note on the map was pianist Andrew Hill, multi-instrumentalist Eric Dolphy with his iconic album Out to Lunch, saxophonist Ornette Coleman, pianist Cecil Taylor, saxophonist Sam Rivers, and vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson, along with organist Larry Young. These avant-garde albums may not have sold well, but the owners of Blue Note saw these recordings as vital new developments in jazz, and that's exactly how they have persisted over the years. And speaking of over all of the years, the label has gone through a number of transitions and transactions, and to this day, the label is owned by Universal Music Group. Blue Note Records remains vital in the jazz universe through recording new artists to this day and reissuing 180-gram vinyl classics that are getting swallowed up in the whole vinyl resurgence. In the annals of the most coveted albums of all time, Blue Note is right there, and for good reason. Our final cut and homage to the Blue Note label comes from the 1975 to 1998 era of music and change. Here's sax man Ronnie Laws in 1975 with the song Always There. Kind of like Blue Note in the world of jazz. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best note in these blue studio parts around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to know what you think. Send us a request or just talk to us a little bit. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back. The label came into existence. I mean, what is that, man? Okay.
Neon Jazz.